Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Karmic Path with your hosts, Tina Irwin and Laura Vantine. Join us as we dive into the normal and the paranormal to break through the darkness and to help you realize how karma, spiritual law, and psychic ability all combine to open the doors of understanding. This is the place where we build the karmic connections between science, psychology, and spirituality. But can we change our karmic path? Can we help someone else's karma? Stay tuned and join us for an opportunity to look at life and spirituality from a down-to-earth, no-nonsense, practical perspective. The Karmic Path Radio Show with Laura and Tina, Better Karma for Better Living, starts now.
You know, welcome and thank you for joining us. This week, we're talking about our karmic force field and building our personal power. And it starts with our auric field. But first, we want to mention that our passion is karma. And I know, right?
You got right.
I read it really slow. I always say it backwards. Everyone has a karmic path, whether we're aware of it or not. So even if you don't believe in karma, it's still going to happen.
Yeah, you don't get to check out of it.
No, we don't. We don't get to opt out of that one. And we've come to understand that when we focus on improving our relationships with ourselves and others, that we can start to make a difference that really, truly echoes out. And this is karma in action. And speaking of karma in action, in 2 weeks, on the 28th of March, the Oil Lounge with Misty is going to be with us. And we're super excited. We're going to be talking about PTSD. But Misty and I did a couple of video promotions for that show. And in the process, Misty told me a little secret.
Yeah.
She said that they're going to be doing some essential oil giveaways on the show that week. So they're going to be giving away a bunch of essential oils. So there's a few ways that you can enter this drawing. One is to go to theoillounge.com and sign up for the newsletter. And the other one is to join us on Facebook Live or send them a shout out on an email or us a shout out on an email. And you'll be entered to go into that drawing to win some essential oils, which I think is a fantastic gift.
That is a great
gift.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a good essential oil?
I know I do. I have 100 of them. And I had a revelation hit me this week.
Oh, should I be nervous?
Yeah.
Okay.
I woke up one morning and I looked in the mirror and I went, oh my God. And then I thought, I have a show today with Laura. And so
she said, oh my God.
And I said, oh my God. And then I said, I'm going to do hair and makeup. And I did hair and makeup and clothes and jewelry. And I realized that the me that looked in the mirror when I got out of bed was so much better getting ready for Transformation Talk Radio that I was transformed. And that's why they call it Transformation Talk Radio, because I don't look like this when I get out of bed.
Very good.
And speaking of transformed, you notice that we're wearing pearls today.
Oh, right.
And pearls sit inside your auric field when they're close to you, as well as anything you wear that's truly gold. And pearls echo out. One of the, I don't know if it's a wives' tale or what, pearls actually can help you with a headache because they emit this beautiful luster that helps to smooth your auric field. And that's our topic today. So, Laura, does everybody have one?
You know, ideally, everybody has an auric field, but let's even go back a little more. And that is, bad things happen to good people, and this includes our past lives. And we're born with an auric field that we have the karma for. And when I say this, I'm not saying this in judgment. I'm saying this with things happen.
That's why I'm 5'1".
Yeah.
And have to sit on 3 pillows to make the show.
It really is, by the way, because otherwise you wouldn't see this much of her.
Yeah.
And so we're born with this karmic auric field. But what we get to do is we get to learn how to strengthen it and how to change these thought patterns that we grow up with. So, for example, if you died in a POW camp and you were tortured, you suffered a lot of trauma. You may come into this life with a damaged auric field, but it can be healed. And maybe this is the point of our soul purpose. is to learn how to heal these things.
That's why we wrote this book, Soul Evolution, Past Lives and Karmic Ties, because everybody's got a past life. I don't care how many times someone says, you know, they're an old soul. We're all old souls.
You know, and
I
mean, we're all ancient. How many people were Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah.
Or a princess.
Or a princess.
Or a healer from Atlantis.
Or a healer from Atlantis. Basically, what we're saying is that we come in with so many facets of what makes each of us a personality, and that includes our karmic force field, which is our auric field. And the auric field is basically what makes up your Akashic record. And everything that transpires inside your auric field is recorded basically by your subconscious. And that's what creates your Akashic records. And it comes from what happens in your auric field.
Your Akashic records are the history of your soul.
And nobody can erase them. And that's a whole nother show we're going to do. But for right this minute, we're talking about this force field. And if you are a Star Trek fan, you remember, you know, the Captain Kirk saying, "Shields up."
And or Scotty, James Luke Picard, thank you.
You know, or, or, you know, adorable Chris Pine. So the point of it is that if you have a force field and it can be damaged by repeated hits that force field.
On Star Trek, they're always talking about, you know, shields are up, they're at 80%, or shields are down at 25%. And the lower the shields are down, the higher the threat is that comes at them. So if we look at our auric field as this protection, this layer of protection that sits outside of our physical body, we can kind of make sense about what it really is.
But it starts from inside of us. And the old statement, sticks and stones can break your bones, but words can never hurt you. That's actually true, because words can kill you. They may not hurt you. They will destroy
That's
you.
True.
And we certainly see this with parents who say things to people that are hurtful. And I want to go back to the most basic thing that people think about auric fields. And they go to the mall and somebody's reading auras and they go, "Oh my gosh, you have a blue aura." And the person goes, "Oh, that's really cool. What does that mean?"
Okay. This is the part where I'm not very karmically correct, because every time I see somebody saying, "Oh, I have a blue aura, I have a purple one, a gold, whatever," I just think to myself, and I haven't said it out loud really, but it's like, you know, if I punched you in the face right now, I guarantee you your aura would be bright red.
Because auras change can be second by second. So if someone takes your aura picture using what's called Carillion photography, which was developed by a Russian scientist.
That's you for that moment in time. And it's not bad thing.
It's just a photograph of what your force field looks like at that second. But 10 seconds later, it's going to change because you're changing. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Your kid gets an F on a math test.
Or you get flowers from a loved one you haven't seen in a while. All these
or
things.
Or somebody says, "I love you." That's going to change the color of your field.
All of these things matter. And it really, our auric field is also tied to our emotions. So as we're talking about this, you can understand how the emotions are tied to this.
You can tell I'm really passionate about this.
A little bit, right?
A little bit. I'll promise not to shake the table.
Okay. We got to get that Italian past life shaken out of you.
Oh my gosh.
All right. So all thoughts are things, and these things shape our auric field. One really good example of this is Dr. Emoto, E-M-O-T-O. He was a Japanese scientist who was studying water.
And he wrote a book called, it was several volumes, and he's written several books, Messages from Water. I actually met him. He was at University of California at San Diego, and I got to see him in person, and he signed my book. And his basic premise was that the energy of a word in any language can affect water, because water is a living system.
And we are mostly made up of water.
We're about, I don't know, some 90% water when we're born. And when you get to 70%, you're dehydrated and you're going to die.
Right. And, you know, he did all these experiments with these snowflakes, and not the political kind.
Not the political kind of flakes.
The regular kind. And when he would take a slice of a snowflake and put a word such as love or hate in front of it, that snowflake pattern would change. And the darker the thought was, he even did one with the word Hitler, the more asymmetrical and misshapen that snowflake became. There's no logical way to really put this other than thoughts are things.
Words have an energy signature. And those of us who studied music know that there is a time signature or all kinds of energy that is associated with music. But he noticed that when he played Mozart or Beethoven or Chopin or Vivaldi or even Singing Bowls, the geometric crystalline structure of the snowflakes went to a place of perfection, perfect symmetry. And that the energy of music, which is one of the things we're always saying, certain music will raise a frequency. And the evidence of that was what Emoto proved when he worked with water and how you could change the energy of a whole reservoir by getting a group of people, a devout group of people, to pray to heal the water. This is why prayer works, because it can interpenetrate your auric field.
And I'm going to have to cut you off soon.
And so if I say, oh, Laura, you're just the bestest business partner anybody could ever have, your auric field is just glowing and glowing and glowing.
Am I invisible yet? No, I'm kidding.
No.
All right. We are going to be talking about what strengthens our auric fields, what weakens them, and how you can learn how to shift your base frequency to have a stronger baseline. And we'll be talking about parenting and words and things like this along the way. But before we leave, go check out theoillounge.com, because in 2 weeks they're going to be joining us and giving out some free essential oils. So theoillounge.com. And we're going to be right back. You are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question, shoot us an email at questions@thekarmicpath.com. Oh, thanks.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit DarcyPariso.com.
Welcome back to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. We had a question from a listener, and it's a really outstanding question. What about the name that a person is given or a nickname? It can be really...
And how does that affect your auric field?
And I think that's a really, really good question.
It brought back a memory that I have of an old student I had who was named after a villain in a horror movie. And it wasn't a common name. And I'm not going to say it because I don't want her to stand out. But I thought at that time, all those years ago, I said, this is just setting up this child to fail. Or maybe it's to overcome this and to get her own real name down the road.
Yeah, well, let me tell you that, you know, Johnny Cash's song, A Boy Named Sue, it showed the damage that it can do to a person. I mean, it was a very popular song. And he says, yeah, I wanted you to be the toughest son of a gun on the block. Why should you have to go through your life fighting? You know, many years ago, there were twins who were named Ima and Yura Hogg. H-O-G-G was the family's last name. And it's a really difficult one. And there was a social worker in New York who could tell how abused a child was going to be by the name they were given.
Yeah. So names matter, and even nicknames matter.
Nicknames can matter a great deal. I remember when I was little, my mother's nickname for me was Mighty Mouse because she was absolutely fearless and I was going to go a long way. So I believe that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't mess with her. Okay, people.
So thank you to our listener for that really, really outstanding question. Because if what you believe to be true about yourself echoes throughout your auric field because it starts inside of you and is projected out.
One of the things that we can do, and I think that we all have them, we're incarnated on this planet for many reasons, and that is to change some personal thought patterns. Nobody grows up without some type of childhood issue. And a lot of times families have this pre-programmed system that they start preaching out to their children. And if you find that you have some pre-programmed thought patterns, maybe of always feeling guilty or not being worthy, start to figure out some ways to change those things. And, you know, you find yourself, you know, out, let's say out shopping or something. Oh, I'm not worthy of that. Stop yourself.
Well,
and take a deep breath.
To go along with that, there's a wonderful writer by the name of Louise Hay. She wrote a book called You Can Heal Your Life. And she discussed this very thing. And I remember a direct quote, it's only a thought and a thought can be changed. You have the free will to change that thought that someone has, that thought, that name, that labels that someone has applied to you. I remember I had a high school teacher told me I was an idiot in math. Actually, I'm really good at math. I'm not an idiot at math. I had to overcome
that.
It absolutely affects because the subconscious of a student looks at a teacher as an authority figure. You're supposed to respect your teacher.
And teachers carry some elevated karma with their
Thank
actions.
You. They really do.
And I'm a former teacher. I taught middle school for a long, long time.
All right, let's go on to the next topic because we have a lot to cover today. Some people can see auras around people. That's part of their psychic ability. No two people have the same level of psychic ability.
To the same degree. And sometimes I can see auras, but honestly, I turn it off because I feel like it's almost like a violation if I'm going to go around scanning auras.
It's like looking at people naked all the time because you can see them. Well, maybe that's private and maybe you shouldn't be doing that. I only get to see an auric field if it's going to warn me that that person is dangerous. And it's only happened, mm-hmm. that's happened several times, is not very often. I actually had to leave a building because the person I saw was so dangerous. Okay, so what does all this have to do with karma?
All right, well, a strong auric field is going to keep us healthy and it's going to keep us safe and it's going to help us feel better. And I think a good scientific kind of analogy is, have you ever found yourself on the verge or on the cusp of getting a cold or some kind of illness, but you never fully got that illness? Why is that?
And the answer to that is that your auric field is your immune system. What a concept. So if people talk about, oh, your immune system's really, really healthy. But your immune system is your force field. It's what's inside of you and outside of you. Your immune system, your auric field, your body is multidimensional. It's the image that I put in the work for this week that you can see on Transformation Talk Radio and the Karmic Path shows all these layers of an auric field, and that all those layers are your immune system. Cold or the flu are different types of grief. And when something really hurts you and something really affects you or makes you sad, it weakens your auric field. And a cold can start, or if you're really, really, really tired, your auric field is weakened. When it's strong, you sleep better. You're happier. Your ability to make logical, wise decisions is greatly increased.
And a little side bonus is we tend to treat people better when we're well rested.
And people treat us better because it's cause and effect. It's
right.
It's more than what goes around comes around. It's a really good feeling, because you know when you feel like you're on top of the world, you're glowing, and someone will say, "Oh my gosh, you're glowing."
And that energy, it echoes out. People can feel it and they become attracted to it.
That's part of what is charisma. That doesn't mean that somebody with charisma is always doing good things. I mean, we've
sure
certainly
enough.
Seen leaders who were horrific, but they had charisma. They knew how to project energy.
Right.
So they took the auric, their auric field, and they projected it. Actually, they could take energy from people, which is
another topic.
They could take energy from people. Yes, they could. And so these are things that your auric field does for you.
Another example is a handshake. If you shake someone's hand, we're actually commingling with their auric field, and we can get a sense of them.
It actually started out as an occult tradition. So let's shake hands, Laura.
Okay.
Okay. So what you can see is in the center, you cannot really see the, but in the center of my palm is the palm chakra. So as I grip Laura's hands in the middle, it's chakra. You can see that.
Chakra to chakra.
If I do this with her, she doesn't really know me.
No, it's...
If I do this with her, she doesn't know me.
If you're doing those things with a handshake, it kind of makes you a little less trustworthy to the recipient, right?
In other words, you're not putting your hand forward, the true you forward. You're not truly showing who you are. And that's how psychically people got to know another person, was through a handshake. You're never going to look at handshakes the same again. I actually sat each of our kids down and taught them how to shake hands as a professional would, even as when they were kids, because it establishes your authority. It establishes your power. And that's absolutely no more important than it was in the military. But in whether you're military or not, it's critically important.
And that projection of power is really a good thing, because it keeps you safe. It's going to tell somebody not to mess with you.
Another really important element when it comes to your auric field is muscle testing.
Oh, yeah.
I think that when someone is, you know, test where they do your arm like this, I do it differently, but a lot of people do this.
Okay, if we have never heard of muscle testing, let's kind of describe it.
Okay, so if I say, Laura, does this essential oil work for you? And you hold it in your hand, you hold your arm out.
Okay.
And I muscle test and I can't push your hand down.
If she can push my hand down, it doesn't work for me.
That's right.
But
if I can't push her hand down, it means...
It seems to be working. And by the way, that's Northern Lights spruce, black spruce.
If I can't push her hand down, it means that this is going to strengthen her. If I can push her hand down, it would have meant that this substance, object, even you could even write a word down, it will weaken you. And that's your auric field sensing the energy of the object. And that's how muscle testing works. It works as an integrated part of your auric field. You cannot separate it. That's why if you sense or feel something, it's like your auric field has these little feelers that go out everywhere and is touching and sensing and feeling everything. And the stronger you are, that's what psychics are able to feel.
And it also, a strong auric field is going to help us connect to the divine a bit easier. And it is also going to keep dark things from attaching to us. So, you know, we talk about the normal and the paranormal. They both exist. Do ghosts exist? Do dark entities exist? Do angels exist? Yes, they have been discussed throughout the history of time, throughout this entire planet. They exist. So the stronger you can make your auric field, the less likely that these negative entities, so to speak, can attach to you. Have you ever been just sitting somewhere, wherever you're out in a new place or even at home, and you see this flicker or something go past your eye? What is that?
Well, we know that it could be a ghost or a bunch of other things. One of the things that I do to strengthen my auric field, if I'm going to be in a crowd, and we're going to discuss crowds in a minute, is I will put frankincense on my solar plexus.
Yeah.
And your solar plexus is sort of like the broadcast center for your body. And your solar plexus is right here. It's just sort of below, a little about 2 inches below where my pearls are, which you probably can't see because the banner's in front of it. But if you
or you're sitting too low. I'm just
Yes, but if I'm any higher, I'm out of the screen.
Okay.
We worked on that, remember?
Yes.
So the point of that is...
Your solar plexus is the chakra where you send and receive information, basically.
Which is the location where your Akashic records are recorded, which is why no one... It's stupid and idiotic for somebody to say, oh, I can just erase your Akashic records. Not going to ever happen.
Not passionate about that one at all.
It's a whole nother show. Okay, so... Let's begin. Actually, we're not going to begin to talk about
what... No, we're going to talk about what's coming up next.
Yes.
So you are listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio. Please go check out theoillounge.com. They're going to be doing some really cool giveaways in a couple of weeks. And we will be right back.
Your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
What is holding you back from living the life you are meant to live? Why is it vital to believe in something bigger than yourself? Are you in physical or emotional pain? Tune in monthly to Vibrant Purposeful Living. Awaken the vibrant life within you with Lou Paradise and Dr. Pat on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Lou's passion is to help everyone experience positive solutions for life. Find out more about Lou with Vibrant Purposeful Living at LouParadise.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. This is The Karmic Path. One of the things that weakens an auric field is trauma. That's why people have post-traumatic stress disorder. And that trauma acts like somebody shoots your auric field with buckshot so that it looks like Swiss cheese.
And we've seen that a lot when we work with clients.
Shock causes Swiss cheese effect in your auric field. Alcohol drops your auric field to zero when you're drinking alcohol.
And so do drugs. So when you're inebriated to the point of your memory loss, et cetera, you can easily become inhabited by ghosts and other things. Violent video games puts you in resonance with death and violence. So that's going to lower your auric field. Lower your auric field also. Anger, rage. Now, we're all human. We all have these emotions. But does anger and rage control your life?
How quickly can you recover from being angry is a gauge to how strong your auric field is. And I want to go back to grieving. Because when you're grieving, it's exhausting because you're having to process a massive, massive emotion, which is the same thing with trauma and shock. Shock, trauma, grief will cause, it could be a loss of job, your house burns down, someone you love dies. Any of those things hits your auric field and just makes it not quite like Swiss cheese, but it can make it like Swiss cheese. And so one of the things you can use, we're going to be going over the things you can use that really strengthen your auric field. Now, some locations can be absolutely detrimental, especially if you're psychic.
Have you ever been to a location or a home and you just felt uncomfortable and not at ease, but you don't know why? There's something there that isn't jiving with your auric field. It's kind of like your auric field saying, oh, you know, danger, so to speak.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, yeah. Danger.
You know, perfumes also, because they have a lot of chemicals.
Perfumes and aftershaves.
If they're chemical based with fake additives, that can also have an impact on you as well.
And go ahead.
I was going to talk about adrenal glands because I think our adrenal glands are really important. So we hear about adrenal fatigue a lot. Our adrenal glands are the fight or flight hormone that goes through our body. And when our adrenal glands are blown, we can't control how much adrenaline we're getting in our system. And that adrenaline is closely tied to the health of our auric field.
If your adrenal glands are blown, basically you don't have an auric field. So anything that comes at you feels almost like it's a magnified threat. Adrenal glands produce adrenaline. And if you're in a terrible shock or you have terrible post-traumatic stress disorder and your adrenal glands are shot, if you are cut off in traffic, a normal person might get this much adrenaline, but someone with PTSD gets this much adrenaline, and that's why their anger flares, and it seems like it's completely inappropriate and out of proportion.
And if you do know of somebody who has PTSD, we're going to be talking about this in 2 weeks, and Misty is going to be coming on. Misty is a pediatric oncologist and an essential oil person as well. And by essential oils, I mean she studies and she's certified, et cetera. So you may want to check out the Oil Lounge and shoot Misty a question if you happen to have a question.
Certain antibiotics and medicines are supposed to help you be stronger. And you need them.
And we need them.
We do need them. I mean, we're not saying you shouldn't have them. Just be aware that you're going to have to
balance that out down.
Balance that out and repair your auric field. And for ghosts, pay attention, ghost hunters. What are you coming home with? Because the ghosts are attaching
to
your auric field.
So, you know, we're not a fan of ghost hunters because they're not really helping. But what happens, and we've seen this a lot, is that if you watch the history of a ghost hunter, they go to this place and it's usually a low frequency location because it's haunted. And they come back with ghosts or worse that attach to them, and it keeps pecking at their auric field over and over and over. And you're going to find that ghost hunters tend to have health problems and wealth problems because of this reason.
And some of their family members do too. So we're going to throw out an invitation to any ghost hunter who would like to connect with us and allow us to give them some tools so that when they go someplace, they can actually clear it and help the dead. Let us partner with you rather than, we don't want to criticize you. We'd like you to help us. And we would like to help you to help the dead. Yeah. All right. Let's also talk about when you're seeing red and you're angry, your auric field is red. Another thing that affects you is what do you wear? I mean, today we're wearing pearls and
right. We've got some other things.
Other things on. And the jewelry you wear affects you. And whether it's antique jewelry, if you don't know where it came from, you got to make sure you clear it. Because if it's something really negative and it sits inside your auric field, it's going to affect you.
Yeah. And let's talk about clearing it. You're going to want to shift the energy of that. There's a lot of ways to do that. And we'll be discussing that down the road. I don't want to leave people hanging.
Okay. Another thing that can affect your auric field is tattoos.
Your skin is the largest living organ in your body. And there's been some interesting tattoos. I mean, tattoos are now the cult rave right now. And that's fine.
Rage right now.
Rage.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I remember this one guy that had a tattoo across his forearm that said, "Regret no hing." He forgot the artist forgot the T. But it puts you in resonance with what your tattoo is. And you kind of have a creepy tattoo story.
I have a creepy tattoo story.
You going to show us your tattoo?
I don't have a tattoo. I wouldn't let someone do that to me. We were going to have some work done at the house, and these two contractors came, and this man was wearing a short sleeve shirt, and he stretched out his hand, his arm to shake my hand. And I recoiled because from here to here,
down.
I'm sorry, from here to here, he had a massive Black Widow spider where the legs of the spider wrapped around his arm.
Now,
if
you think about the symbolism of this, he's now putting his resonance with death. And we're not anti-tattoo, but think before you ink, basically.
I like that.
Well, and I'm not original with me.
I asked him, I said, I can't shake that. I'm sorry. What were you thinking? I mean, that's just completely repelling. I was really bluntly honest about it.
Really? You blunt?
He said, "Well, I was drunk and stupid." And I said, "I'm so sorry." And I couldn't do business with him. It was so repelling. Okay, I discriminated it. It just made me completely uncomfortable.
Well, you know, if somebody's doing remodeling in your house, do you want that person in charge of that remodeling project to be in resonance with death? It's a frequency issue.
I want to shift subjects slightly now to what happens when in your life that affects your auric field. And one of the first things that can affect a person, especially a sensitive little boy or a little girl, is bullying.
And we're seeing a lot more kids coming out that are so much more sensitive, you know, that they're just more sensitive to things nowadays.
Well, maybe there's more stuff to be sensitive to.
Right,
there's some
exactly.
Really horrible, cruel things out there.
Bullying can decimate a person's auric field.
Now, if someone's bullied and their parents just look at them and say, "Deal with it," then that child has no support. If your kid's being bullied and they're sullen and depressed, you're the parent, you need to do something, because that bullying is going to cause your child to be sick. And as years go by, it can create a resonance with suicide, because you don't see any way out of the cruelty.
And, you know, this is about auric fields. I'm going to shift subjects a little bit. And that is, you know, when my kids were little and they would come up with a difficult situation or a difficult child who was a bully, we would take the time out to role play possible scenarios. Okay, this bully kid says this. What's your response going to
be? Exactly.
So if you take the time and you can role play these possible scenarios with your kid, what it gets them to do is it gets them to think ahead. Think about to jump ahead of that bully's actions, because a bully is generally pretty predictable.
And if that doesn't work, parents have to get involved. They have to sit down with the school, the counselor, and or the principal,
and the
teacher and the other child's parents. And what you may frequently find is that kid who's doing the bullying has a father or a mother who is unbelievably cruel. And I have seen this happen over and over and over again. And what happens is you come away feeling compassion for this bully, because
they're being bullied so
they're
much.
They're being abused, horribly abused.
You know, this also can happen with animals. I'm going to shift it a little bit to animals, because words are things, thoughts are things. I remember one of my daughter's friends had a family that would always belittle and berate their dog. I mean, it was a sweet dog, and they would say, "Oh, hey, dumb dog, come here. Oh, you're such an idiot." The dog ended up dying at about 6 years of age, and he had a body full of tumors. Were those thoughts and things that were directed at the dog responsible for that early death and those tumors? I don't know, but...
Well, imagine if every one of those negative words that you said to a dog or a child acted like darts.
Little spears, yeah.
Little spears that puncture that person's auric field and allow dark things to enter. That's a horrible visual, but that's basically what happened to that dog. I want to shift down here very quickly to something that we did as an experiment.
And oh, this was a fun experiment. So I was at this meeting, I was speaking on something, and I wanted to show, you know, the strength of an auric field. And one of the things that we can use are dowsing rods. And you can Google it. It's D-O-W-S-I-N-G rods. And we were dowsing for a person's auric field, the size of their auric field. And so I got the baseline of the auric field, and then I handed the recipient, the guinea pig, so to speak, a bottle of Thieves Essential Oil. And then I tested her auric field again.
And you're going to tell them what happened when we come back.
All right.
You're listening to The Karmic Path on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Welcome back to the Karmic Path and Transformation Talk Radio. I was starting to tell a story before Tina so kindly reminded me we have to go to break. I think we could have done a two-hour show on this. All right. So I was at this event and I had some dowsing rods with me, and I can use them to measure a person's auric field, how strong it is, how far it emanates out from their physical body. And we did this measurement with the dowsing rods, and then I had somebody give her a bottle of, and I didn't know, it was kind of like a blind test on my part. This person gave her a bottle of Thieves Essential Oil, and I tested her auric field again, and it like tripled and quadrupled in size by her just holding that bottle of oil. And then what was interesting was we did it again, and somebody else gave this person a knockoff bottle of Thieves essential oil. And her auric field immediately diminished. And we tested all kinds of oils. I think frankincense tested super strong. Lavender, and you know, we did a bunch of different oils, and it was just amazing what an essential oil can do to help shore up our auric field and make us stronger. And when we go out in crowds, Tina and I tend to kind of power up, because have you ever been to the mall and you're only there for like a half hour, or a shopping center or a plaza?
And it's crowded.
And it's crowded. And all of a sudden, you're just like drained. It's like, I didn't do anything. Why am I so tired?
Oh, yeah.
It's because you're bumping auric fields with everybody and you're mismatching all these frequencies running into you.
And if you don't think it will affect you, I am here to tell you that it will affect you. You see, that's why one of the reasons traveling is just exhausting. You're scrunched, you're shoved like cattle in airports, and you're just squeezed together in airplanes. Hospitals, there's a lot of awful stuff in hospitals, clinics, high school, middle school, offices, factories.
And some of these sporting events, crowds have a low frequency about them. So for example, a dentist office is going to have a low frequency, because who really likes going to the dentist? It's full of fear. Now, you can have the nicest dentist in the world, but it's still the idea, you know, nobody goes to a dentist to go get a dozen roses, let's say.
No.
So it was interesting to do that test of essential oils that could enhance the auric field and how strong they actually made them.
You could also have certain words that you could do the same thing, where you could test words. Mm-hmm. And you could use muscle testing, you could use dowsing rods, a variety of forms of testing to see how someone's reacting. If you say, I love you, or if you say, you know, you did a great job today. Here's one that is fascinating. If a parent tells a child, put this coat on, you're going to catch cold. And the kid catches cold and the mom gets mad. But if you were to say, put this coat on because you're going to feel so warm and toasty and safe outside, the child is probably not going to get sick.
Right. There's subliminal programming, right, of that message.
What you say and how it's affecting the overall element that you're dealing with that child. What we wanted to share with people now is something really practical. And we know that there are a lot of family members who have military loved ones in a variety of places around the world. Or maybe you have a spouse or a child who's traveling abroad. Or maybe you're going to travel abroad and you need to feel safer and think more clearly. These are some of the things that you can use. One of them is Rescue Remedy that helps with adrenaline, especially for the military.
It's a Bach flower, B-A-C-H, flower remedy. You can get it at health food stores. You can get it probably on Amazon or wherever too.
They also sell something called Star of Bethlehem, which helps with grief. And especially, again, I hate to keep going back to the military, but since anyone who's suffering a grief, Star of Bethlehem mitigates the feelings of grief. And that's a really important thing to be aware of. Now, let's say that you're with someone who's traveling and you're in a pup tent, something. Sweet orange oil. I know that sounds really girly, but that citrus smell is extremely cleansing. I've seen people use it, you know, they take their cotton ball and they wipe everything off on an airplane. It smells so good. They're cleaning it up. Sweet orange oil works really well. Lavender and frankincense that you can rub on your body, on your solar plexus, especially on the bottoms of your feet. Your feet are the template for the body. Maybe you don't want to rub frankincense all over yourself head to toe. Cover your feet with it and you will have covered the template of the body. And if you want to send something to someone that might really help them, send them over the Crossing Over Prayer. You can order Crossing Over Prayer cards on ghosthelpers.com, or a luggage tag or a keychain. I have that on all my luggage. So that I can just cross people over and not thinking about it.
Kind of nice, right?
And one of the things that the Oil Lounge actually has a bug spray recipe. So if you have somebody who's in a kind of a buggy place or they're traveling, that's a great recipe to use. So let's talk about what does your auric field, let's kind of review, what does your auric field do for you?
It's going to help us, you know, sense danger, and it's going to help keep us safe. And we talked about earlier in the show, you know, if you feel like you're going to catch a cold or something and your auric field is strong, you're not going to get sick. And it can also tell you if something's not quite right. There's something going on.
If you're filling your auric field with blessing and prayer, you do prayer every day. You're connecting to the divine. If that's the only thing you do, that dramatically strengthens your auric field. And it's so simple, and you can do it anywhere. And especially if you're sending love and healing to the world, that's another big one that helps strengthen your auric field.
Because this planet needs a little bit of love and healing, let's face it.
It doesn't matter what somebody's political party is either. You can still send healing to the world.
Yes.
Because there's going to be political parties in every country.
Yeah, more than one.
More than one. What does this have to do with karma?
Okay, it keeps us healthy. And if we're healthy and strong, we're going to make better decisions. We're going to be able to sleep better. We're going to treat people better. And we're going to be more productive and helpful. And it connects us to the divine, and we can be of higher spiritual service.
And the more we can be helpful to our friends, our families, and to ourselves. Imagine that maybe what you do, like Misty, she's a pediatric oncologist. They need her to go to work
every day. I can't imagine having that job. So she's meeting people on their worst day of their life when they find out their kid has cancer. I mean,
so to keep her auric field strong, because she's subject to a huge variety of emotions. Think about your job, or if someone's an EMT or a trauma surgeon, or they work in an ER, you're meeting people, or a police officer. I don't know. You're meeting people on the worst day of their life. And you have to keep your own auric field strong
so you can help them better. And a lot of the work that Tina and I do, we deal with the dead a lot. And we hear some things that, as Tina says, makes the angels weep, but we have to practice detached compassion. We can't fall over that waterfall with them because it won't be beneficial to them. So by keeping a strong auric field, it's really going to help us to help them.
I think that's absolutely right. And I think that as we are able to think about the wonderful things that your body does for you, communicating with your body, listening to the body. I had a wonderful practitioner tell me one time, if you want to understand what's going on in your body and strengthen your auric field, just lay very still on your back, if you're comfortable with that, and you're still and you're focused. Just sort of sweep your body with your mind and ask the body, what does it need? What's hurting you? It's a form of meditation without sitting cross-legged in an uncomfortable position. It enables you to feel, are you out of balance? Is your left side in not a balanced place with your right side? And when you can listen and listen to all those parts of you tell you what's wrong and what's bothering them,
it's going to help you. And we are running out of time because we could do another hour on the show, literally. We have a book out called Karma and Frequency, and the whole book is dedicated to all of these elements that raise and lower our frequency and how it ties into our auric field. So we haven't had a chance to talk about those in depth yet, but check out the book. I think it might even be free on Amazon at this moment in time. It's called Karma and Frequency.
Okay.
And,
Go ahead.
All right. Everything vibrates. I want to bring this back to science. And everything vibrates around us, and everything has a force field around it, including the earth. And if you see some of the photos from outer space from that these satellites are bringing in, you can see this blue line around the earth. That's really the earth's auric field.
And when you look at psychology, because we're marrying science, psychology, and spirituality, the words you say psychologically affect you, and it affects your auric field, and it affects your immune system directly.
And it echoes out. And spiritually, the higher you can raise your frequency, the stronger your personal force field is, the easier it is to connect to the divine and have literally a happier and almost really a better life, the more you can do this. But also, the higher you can raise your baseline frequency, when a trauma hits you, you're only going to get knocked down a peg or two versus completely crumbling.
Again, all of these are tools that we sincerely hope will help anyone who happens to hear this broadcast live a better, happier life and feel happy in their karmic path. All right. So
and we want to
remind you that we are ordinary people seeking the greatest good for the most people by studying the laws of karma in the normal and the paranormal world. Take it away, Laura.
Well, thank you. We want to give a sincere thank you to the Oil Lounge, who is our sponsor. I know that we talked about them a lot today, but they really are all that. So go to theoillounge.com. Sign up for their newsletter. They're going to be on in a couple of weeks, and they're going to be giving away free bottles of essential oil. We also want to give a shout out to producer Kat. We really appreciate all the time and effort she puts into this show for us to make us have the best show possible. And be sure to check out our books and courses at thekarmicpath.com.
And our app.
Oh, and we have an app. So in case you can't watch us on the computer or your phone, you can just, if you don't have Wi-Fi, you can just go download the app. It's free, The Karmic Path. And you can listen to us all the time because our husbands love it.
All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Thank you so much. Have a good week.
Thank you for spending time with us on the Karmic Path Radio Show. Listen live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time as we explore the fascinating elements of karma and how to make those critical connections between spirituality, science, and psychology. Both of us are seasoned psychics living ordinary lives in public education and the military. Tina and I both have a deep-rooted dedication to learning how the unseen world works and to share this knowledge. Learn how to create a heightened sense of understanding and karmic awareness for greater personal balance with The Karmic Path. For more information, visit thekarmicpath.com.